If you're looking for some audio-described theatre with maybe a festive touch, or you fancy a festival, well, Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye has loads in her calendar, but we're going to touch on three of those today. Thank you very much for joining us, Anne.
It's always a pleasure, Alan.
And we are going to be chatting a little bit about kind of panto stuff today, I believe.
It's that time of year.
I can't believe it. Now, we've got an arts festival to chat about as well, but let's start with the theatre. And one which I believe is a great favourite and a great funny favourite as well is the Scouse Red Riding Hood.
I do love describing the shows at the Royal Court in Liverpool. It is a theatre unlike any other. You can sit there with your pints of beer, you can have your dinner beforehand and your pudding in the interval. It's got a very relaxed, informal atmosphere. And the thing to really stress about this pantomime is don't bring your children. You leave them at home.
Hey.
This is very much an adult evening's entertainment. It's in a panto style, but it has lots of innuendo, a fair sprinkling of bad language. It's rude, it's raunchy, and it's just hilarious. It's a real sort of antidote to the cold, dark evenings. And we do a touch tour beforehand, which is always great. I have to say, the production values and the musicianship values are incredibly high. They're very talented performers and the musicians are just fab. It's great to sit in a theatre and hear belly laughs around you and to hear people just chortling away, having fun. And they do it very well in Liverpool, of course. But yeah, I would definitely recommend that one.
Great to audio describe, I'm sure. And some belly laughs from yourself during the description, maybe as well.
I do them when I'm rehearsing. I try not to snort down the microphone when it is the actual performance. I don't want to spoil the evening for anybody, but yeah, certainly the description coming through a big smile on my face.
Definitely for the big people, this one. So just remind us, Anne, where and when this is.
This one is the Scouse Red Riding Hood, and this one is on the 28th of November. So this really does kick off our Christmas and our pantomime season, because we're not even in December yet, so it's an 8 o'clock start. We usually do the touch tour at 6:30, so that there's time to come do the touch tour. It's over by 7, have your dinner at 7, and be all ready for the show to start at 8, with the introduction beginning 1/4 an hour beforehand, so that's at 7:45.
Brilliant. If you're going to be in the Liverpool area, that is one to go to. Let's go on to a festival now. Another annual favourite, Anne, is Dada Fest.
So this is actually coming up on the next night. So if you fancy coming to Liverpool for a couple of days, there's plenty going on. This is a celebration of Dada Fest, which has been going for a wee while now. So this is the launch of the Dada Fest, which will take place next year. This is the 40th International Dada Fest, and on the evening of the 29th, as well as various performances that are going on that evening, there is a performance called The Mark of a Woman, and this is a combination of visual performance, a little bit of sign language, digital animation, kinetic projection, and Ouija technology. It's an exploration into women's social, cultural, and historical relationships to body marking and tattooing. So it's going to be quite interesting and challenging to audio describe, because it isn't spoken word as such. It's choreography and the movement and the performance. So it's performed by a Japanese artist, and her name is Chisato Minamimura, and she's celebrating and exploring personal histories and authentic accounts of the untold relationships between women and tattooing cultures. So this one sounds very unusual and really quite an intriguing performance, which launches the whole Dada Fest events, which will be taking place mainly next year. But this evening is about celebrating that launch and kicking it off in style with several performances. So, yeah, something very different and very different from the night before, too.
Extremely. Will you be tempted to get a tattoo after
I don't have any yet.
Anne? Or yet?
And I know a lot of people who do have them, but maybe I'll tell you after I've seen the performance.
Okay, just remind us where and when this one is, Anne.
This one is at Unity Theatre. That's one of the smaller theatres in Liverpool, so it has a very intimate auditorium, and that starts at 7 o'clock on the 29th of November.
Great stuff. Well, let's leave Liverpool behind, and we've got one more to talk about. We'll just remind people we will give some contact details at the end, and there are tons more in Anne's calendar. We're going to take a look this time in Wales.
That's right, we're going over to Llandudno, to Venue Cymru. This is a big touring house. I think it's a toss-up really between this one and Theatre by the Lake for the best location, because this theatre is almost on the beach. So when I go there, I like to get in the sea as well. So we've got a performance of Jack and the Beanstalk there. Now, this is very traditional panto. This is very much do bring your children along. It's lots of fun. It's the story that you would expect to find, and it's got all the elements we'd hope to find in panto. Oh yes, it has. It'll have the he's behind you, all the visual gags and the slop scenes and the children on stage. So very traditional, lots of fun. Jennifer Ellison is taking one of the parts. She's actually playing Poison Ivy, even though she's a very beautiful young woman. And our comic is John Evans. Now, John, who I think is not actually Welsh, but is on the border of Wales and England, he has done lots of performances at Venue Cymru. He always makes a point of saying hello to any blind or partially sighted guests we have coming along and giving a shout out to them. And he is very funny. He's very droll. He comes up with new jokes each year, which I think is not to be sniffed at. And they're often very topical and just kind of little asides. And you think, oh, what did he say? And then you realize and you think that was really funny. I know one year when the supermarkets and shops had been encouraged to start charging for carrier bags. I think Wales did that before England started doing it. And so when the children came up and they did their little bit on the stage and then they got their goodie bags afterwards. And so he would give these little tots the goodie bags and then he'd hold out his hand and he'd say, it's 5p for the bag, please. And of course that the children didn't know what he was talking about, but the adults in the audience found it very amusing. So yeah, he's lots of fun. He's very good value for money. So if you're in that area of North Wales and you want a good, traditional, fun, entertaining pantomime to go to, then Jack and the Beanstalk will certainly tick all those boxes.
Brilliant. And where and when can we catch that one?
That one's the 15th of December, so just a couple of weeks into December for that one. And it takes place at Venue Cymru, which is almost on the beach in sunny Llandudno.
Fantastic. There's obviously loads in your calendar and plenty of festive favourites as well. So if people would like to check out some more shows, you're all over the place, or would just like to get in touch with you, how did you do that?
The best way is to check the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. If you go to the events page, that's where our calendar is, and you can select it to be viewed as a schedule. So it's more of a list. And we also have a Word document on there with all the events on. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook, that's great. It's Mind's Eye Description. And we put all the details about touch tours and we update every week and sometimes every day with all the information on there. We're also on Instagram and we're on X. So there are lots of ways to follow us and make sure you don't miss out on any news of what might be coming up near you.
And we will be back in touch with you again next month. No doubt we'll have more "Oh yes, he is," and "Oh no, he isn't," and "He's behind you," and
"Oh
so
no,
on.
We won't."
Oh yes, we will. Until then, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.